News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Occupied Territories Bill legislation should be widened to include a ban on services as well as goods. That's the call from the Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs and Trade, whose chair, John Lahart, joins us now. John, what exactly have you decided in the Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs and Trade? What is your position?
Morning, Shane. Well, we were tasked, I suppose, with scrutinising the bill. It has it's known to you and to your listeners as the Occupied Territories Bill. What we were asked to scrutinise was the government's amended version of that, which has a much more cumbersome title. And then we were also asked to make recommendations on it. So in order to assist us do that, we invited witnesses and submissions from the public. And those witnesses included the original drafters, including Francis Black, multiple legal inputs, and they had varying opinions, some in support of the inclusion of services, some saying actually you should go much further than services, some saying services wouldn't be allowed legally to be included. And then there were representative groups representing, we'd say, the communities, whether they were Palestinians or Israelis. And
okay, and tell us what you concluded.
Well, essentially, I suppose we've decided, number one, that services should be included. But then we have to actually define what services are, because some of the witnesses told us, for example, that the importation of goods, that's easy to classify. Goods are tangible, and at the moment, you know, they contain labels, etc. But there are 10 categories of services and something like 120 subcategories of services. So we need to do much more work on that, and that's one of our recommendations to government. We've also recommended that the government continue its twin-track approach, that the EU is the optimal scenario along with domestic legislation. Business needs to be engaged much, much more. There were public consultation and there were over 700 submissions from the public, but aside from IBAC, really business didn't engage. And the other recommendation, so we've recommendations, very strong recommendations around the engagement of business, and then that the government do really rigorous work on the potential implications of legislating for this, those economic potential implications and political implications. We're familiar with some of those in terms of, you know, the international commentary on that. So context. Yeah. Context is really
okay, well, look, let's deal with the political implications. Just have a listen to Dan Mulhall, the former ambassador, the Irish ambassador to US. He was speaking to us a couple of weeks ago. Just have a listen, John, to what he had to say.
Look at the downsides. We have seen over the last 6 months the capacity of President Donald Trump, who is the most powerful man in the world, like him or not, he is the most powerful man in the world. We've seen his capacity to sign executive orders with draconian consequences. Now, it is entirely possible that faced with the passage of the Occupied Territories Bill, that he would decide to issue an executive order slapping a 50% tariff on all Irish exports to the United States.
Is that something you considered, the political ramifications of this?
Very definitely. I mean, when IBEC came in, they gave us a very good ranging arguments through that. What I would say, you know, and that's why a number of the recommendations point to that. In my own forward, I'm kind of saying, look, the work of a committee and the job of a committee is completely different to government. Government is burdened with far more responsibilities in relation to...
You can afford to grandstand?
No, I don't know, because I'll tell you, the important difference, I suppose, in what Dan Mulhall has said in our report is this, and it is context. When we started our work on this, the context was, I suppose, there was to be this international conference on a two-state solution in the region. That was cancelled after Israel bombed Iran, and then we descended into a very dark place. Look at where we are this morning. The UK is talking about recognising a two-state solution. France said it will recognise a two-state solution. And the Canadians have said last night that they also...
Absolutely. No, there's no question there is a change.
And the other context, Shane, as well, is I think international Jewish opinion has kind of changed. Is it enough? No. And that's why I think the recommendations that government... We've kind of said, look, we'd love to see services included. But we're not sure what services are. It's a really complicated space. And we want you also to look at the potential economic implications. Will they damage Ireland more than pressurizing Israel? I don't think anybody wants to see that. And we want also significant, I suppose, resources put into combating serious misinformation about the purpose of the bill and serious combating.
Did you look at whether the bill would be compatible with EU law? Because there are some suggestions, and I'm certainly not a legal expert, I'm not going to pretend to be, but I've heard suggestions that it might be incompatible with EU law.
We looked, so we had four legal experts, and they were really fantastic. Two of them would have, I think, assisted Frances Black when she was drafting her Occupied Territories Bill. One of them said this is not compatible with EU law, and the other said, actually, you can go much farther than this. So those four views are there. We didn't have the Attorney General's advice, and the Attorney General will be, from the government's perspective, the ultimate arbiter on whether this is compatible with EU law or not.
So what, in your view, should the government do?
Well, it's set out. I was in the hands of the committee. I'm chair of a committee. I have to reflect, and I'm happy, very happy to reflect the work of the committee on this. And the work of the committee and the recommendations of the committee, after very serious and I think objective and balanced consideration, clearly not with, as I said, the same obligations or the same eyes being brought to this as government brings, we've set out in the report, which will be published today, 17 recommendations to assist government should they wish to progress the bill.
Is there a warning not to water it down? Is that in the report?
I think there are a few caveats in it, kind of saying, look, you shouldn't let this stand in the way of progressing the bill. You shouldn't say let the other stand in the way of progressing the bill. But I think it's also sober, you know, and I think that context is really vital. It continues to shift. I mean, the recognition or the recognition of the state of Palestine by two G7 states, like that is far in excess of what a piece of legislation in the Oireachtas can do. And if that context was to continue in that direction, you know, that would be very positive. But Ireland has led in this, has led internationally in this, and this is a particular piece of the arsenal, I suppose, to continue to put pressure on the Israelis. But also, I think we would be very mindful that we don't want to punish Ireland in the process, and that's a call the government will have to make.
Okay, that report, as you say, will be published later today, the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee report on the Occupied Territories Bill legislation. Chair John Lahart, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.